This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Wow. There was a lot that happened. We'll try to dissect that over the next 3 hours. Come on in. Stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Can't wait to get to Vegas, because when it comes to celebrating major sporting events, no other city compares to Vegas. And the spectacle, the celebration woven into their fabric. It's not just celebrating, it's celebrating with an edge. And we'll be there during Super Bowl week. 877-3DP Show. Operator Tyler standing by just to say hello. Take your phone calls, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Say good morning, watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Well, you had an interesting game last night at Lambeau. The Green Bay Packers are back. Jordan Love might be the future for the Green Bay Packers. And the Kansas City Chiefs, things that make you go, Eagles against the 49ers. I did wonder, wow, there were 2-point spreads where I went, Oregon double-digit favorite against Washington? Didn't see it. Niners? Favored on the road against Philadelphia? Should have saw it. Saw it really quick. But that was one of those moments where you go, I'm watching the Philadelphia game, and I'm thinking, just don't get too beat up, because you got the Cowboys. That's next week. That might be as important as a Dallas game has had in a long, long time. And here's Philadelphia getting beat up. I mean, physically, mentally, they got roughed up. And now you got Dallas, and I just kept thinking, first of all, they had players who were still in the game, like Jalen Hurts. I'm thinking, 2 minutes to go, what are we doing here? Get him out. Swift got roughed up. Get him out. Live to see another day. But that one kind of surprised me, just how methodical San Francisco was. And I know we love to talk about Brock Purdy, MVP. I know Christian McCaffrey is scoring touchdowns at a record-setting pace. The person who makes the Niners go is Deebo Samuel. He was healthy. And you got a healthy dose of Deebo Samuel. That was impressive. So they rough up the Eagles. Packers hold off the Chiefs. Dolphins roll. Texans hanging in there. Lions held on. The Colts and Minshew mania. You know where I stand with Gardner Minshew. I think he's a really good backup quarterback, but he's playing really good football for the Colts. I know, maybe they're not beating really good teams, but they're winning. And that's all you need to do. Just ask the Steelers. Hey, can you beat the Cardinals at home? What are you doing? Oh, the weather interruptions. Well, it interrupted Arizona too. That's one of those games where you went, that shocked me. And then, guess who they have coming up Thursday night? The dangerous New England Patriots.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thursday night football. How grumpy is Al Michaels going to be on Thursday night? Yes, Paul.
Should they give Al, out of respect, the night off? because I think it's going to be, if Kenny Pickett's
hurt, why don't they give us the night off? How about we just don't show that game?
I think it's Trubisky versus Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not going to be on the promo, though. It has to be Tomlin and Belichick. Has to be. By the way, or maybe T.J. Watt, throw him in there, and Bill Belichick. Whoever it is for the Steelers, it'll be Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick didn't have a good press conference yesterday after they were shut out at home by the Chargers.
What do you identify as maybe some of the missteps that have contributed to the offense not producing this season?
Yeah, I just answered that question, Mike.
I guess I'm trying to figure.
Listen to season review. We're talking about the game. Game's just over. Happy to talk about the game.
I don't know if he was happy to talk about that game.
Happy.
Yeah. Hey, I'm happy to talk about it. No, I'm required to talk about it. Bengals at the Jags. The Jags, now, they're favored by 10. You need a nice, clean, crisp, dominating performance here. You need to put up, some pretty good numbers just so you stay in that picture there in the AFC. Then you have the college football weekend, and the committee puts Michigan, Washington, Texas, Alabama in, Florida State and Georgia are out. Let's go back to Friday. Watching the Pac-12 title game, Washington looks wonderful. Oregon's coming back. Then Washington answers with a couple of late drives, and they stay undefeated. That might be the best conference this year, Pac-12. There's at least an argument with how good the Pac-12 was this year. So Washington's going to be in no matter what. They beat Oregon twice. They're going to be in. There's your undefeated team. Texas, Saturday afternoon, standalone game. You're favored by at least 2 touchdowns against Oklahoma State. You need to put up some big numbers, and they did. They looked unbelievable. And as a source said to me, they might be the fastest team in America. Like, that's an exciting, dynamic team, and so they're in. And then you had Alabama and Georgia, standalone game, and you're watching and figuring whoever wins is going to be in. And I kept thinking, is Georgia not going to be in the playoffs? Georgia's been number one almost the entire season. They had won 29 games, back-to-back champs, and they lose on a neutral site by 3 with 2 of their best receivers banged up in that game, McConkey and Bowers. And they're not going to be in the playoffs. And then you have Florida State, standalone game, third-string quarterback, and it's a less than enthusiastic 16-6 win against Louisville. And I could see it, you had Florida State trying to generate some offense. Because if you put up some style points, let's say you put up 24, 28 points, you might be in the playoffs. Because it comes back to what I've said to you many, many times the last couple of years. This is a TV show. They don't want to blow out like they had last year with TCU. Right? You got to get style points. Texas got style points right in front of us. We saw it like, wow, they are. And they beat Alabama earlier this year. Florida State, you have a legitimate beef. But you're not one of the top 4 teams in America. Right now, if Vegas gave you odds, Florida State would be an underdog to everybody. They'd be an underdog probably to Ohio State. They'd be an underdog to a few teams that didn't even make it into the playoffs. You don't have your quarterback. He's a wonderful quarterback. If you had somebody like Jameis Winston, then there'd be a must-see. I mean, it's sort of like you tune in to watch Friends and Jennifer Aniston isn't there. You're like, okay, it's not the same. I got Ross. I don't have Rachel. Well, Florida State doesn't have their quarterback. Alabama is a draw. Nick Saban, commercials, success, him in the playoffs. Harbaugh, I don't think Michigan's a great team. I mean, they beat an overrated Penn State team. They held on to beat Ohio State. If you look at the teams they play in the Big Ten, those teams are terrible. They're terrible. Now, they did win. I don't know how good Michigan is. It wasn't pretty against Iowa. I mean, you did win. Iowa's not good. Good defense. Maybe a good punter. But that's about it. So you're trying to handicap this. And then, who gets in? And then the seeding. And it's me, conspiracy theory, but Michigan's number one, and I think that maybe the committee goes, yeah, Michigan got in, had the little sign-stealing thing. How about we put Alabama there at number four? Just a conspiracy theory on my part. No inside information on that. But the committee wants to put together a great weekend, a great matchup with both of these games. And that's what you have. Michigan, Alabama is wonderful. Texas and Washington, offensive firepower, that's spectacular. Like, it'll be fun. Florida State would not have been a draw. They're not interesting. Really good defensive front. Played great against Louisville. By the way, Louisville, come on. What are you doing? You want to step up? Step up. You had your opportunity there. But Florida State, outside looking in, and now it's Florida State against Georgia. Georgia would be favored against everybody. Probably. I mean, Georgia has a legitimate beef, but you got to take somebody out. This is like when we always go, hey, March Madness. Well, that team should be in. Who are you taking out? Oh, I don't know. But that team should be in. Georgia. Okay, who are you taking out? Texas? I can't do that to Texas. I mean, it was just the bad timing award goes to Alabama or goes to Georgia. And then here's Florida State. You're not getting respect because you're in the ACC. You've been trying to get out of the ACC. I mean, this is, now I know next year it'll be different because then you'd be in the playoffs. And then the debate, the controversy is going to be about seeding. Who's going to get a first round bye, home field advantage? I mean, that's really what the big issue is going to be. But it does change next year when we have 12 teams. By the way, there was something that came out over the weekend with Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. And he brought to light what I told you a while ago, and that was that the playoff committee was trying to do a 12-team playoff in 2023. Trying to. They wanted to do it before 2025. You had TV contracts, and the meetings that went on, they were creating this bowl alliance. While all these schools are jumping different conferences, their bowl alliance, they were trying to do a 12-team playoff. Now, initially, I misspoke and said it was going to be 2022. And then we went to a commercial break. My source said it's 2023. And then I corrected that they were trying to do that. And I heard from the college football world that, you know, I was wrong. And they can't break contracts. And I said, I know that they have contracts. My friend John Skipper, who was my boss at ESPN, helped negotiate those contracts. So I was aware of the contracts, but they did try to do this because the money that was involved. We get caught up in pomp and circumstance and the pageantry of the bowl games. The reality is what just happened this weekend. Yeah, you did what you're supposed to do, and that's nice, but. Oh, that's a cute little story, but. It's putting together four best teams, matchups, because you want – this is all about money. I know, student-athlete did the right thing, coach did the right thing, everybody did the right thing, fairness, all that. It's about money. That's what this has always been about. That's why they tried to do it in 2023, even though they had TV contracts until 2025. They tried. Now, they did move it up, breaking these, oh, my gosh, you can't break those contracts. They did that. So that's why we have the playoffs coming up. But Greg Sankey, who was not my source on this, by the way, but I did tell you, I trusted my source, went up the flagpole, and when he told me about what was going on, and then I brought it to your attention. So whatever it means, and maybe it doesn't mean anything, maybe it's just me trying to take a victory lap here, because I got roughed up. I got roughed up by the college football insiders who said, you know, stick to, you know, what you know, or let us handle this stuff. And there are a few of you guys out there. But I wasn't here to mislead anybody. I wasn't doing a hot take. I was giving you what was a great source. And that's what we do on the show. It's like when the Big Ten said they were shutting down football. College insiders came after me. What happened? It wasn't an opinion. It was fact. Big Ten shut down football during COVID. I said Pac-12 is going to shut down football because of their alliance with the Big Ten. Came after me on that one. I do this for my audience. My reputation's on everything that we bring up on this show. If there's a report, it's my reputation. If it's an opinion, it's just me. But when I have a report, and hopefully I have it nailed down, and Greg Sankey brought that up, that they did try to do this in 2023. So my little victory lap here, thank you for allowing me to take it. Yes, Eden.
It is funny because some of the people who called you out most ferociously currently have pinned to the top of their Twitter accounts, hey, could you imagine if there was a playoff this year? Turns out that was almost possible.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should scroll back a couple years in your timeline there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they came after me. And I'm like, look, I know what I'm doing. I spent 40 years to build up a reputation. Yeah, Paulie.
What I found really naive about the reporting around that altogether was there was a reporting that said, there's a contract. There's no way it could be broken. If all parties on a contract agreed to break a contract and rewrite a contract so they could start something a year early and make a whole bunch more money a year earlier, that's how contracts can get broken. When all parties on a contract agree. This didn't happen. Stanky walked us through it the other night.
Said, yes.
There are some people who didn't break it. It took 16 months to negotiate.
It was on the table. It was discussed. And that's what I told you.
It's like a lottery ticket. And everyone in the room says, we're going to pick it up next year. But then everyone in the room says, no, we'll pick it up 6 months later.
And I thought, if you're that naive to go, they won't break a contract to make millions and millions and millions and millions more. You know, everybody breaks contracts. It happens all the time, every day. And why? Oh, college football? They wouldn't break contracts. It's based on breaking contracts. Look at the Pac-12, Big 12, SEC. Come on. So I was, thank you, Greg Sankey. You didn't know that you made my weekend when I went, yes, yes. I sent a text to the Dan Ants. I go, vindication.
You sent the text at like 3 a.m. or something. Like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Vindication.
I thought you were in the hospital or something.
No. No. I just sent like a screen grab of Sankey, what he said there. Yes, Marty.
So that is your best of the weekend.
Yes, it was. Oh, yes, it was. That one felt really good. Because I thought, I can never out my source. I can never go, damn, would you please say it publicly? And then Greg Sankey did it, and I went, yes. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Somebody that's throw me a
Todd, ball reach here. Out to Greg Sankey and just tell him thank you.
I will do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just say thanks. We don't need him on, just thank you. All right. Let me take a break. Just getting started.
First of all, there's TV contracts in place. It'll never happen.
Can't do it.
Okay.
What about the Bulls? What about the Bulls? I go, oh, my God.
I've been in every meeting about this discussion. They've never brought it up.
I know. Well, that's because there were meetings that nobody was allowed in that they were having.
Hold on a second. You mean major powerful people don't discuss every option directly in front of the media for the first time?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are we sure about that?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we'll come up with our poll question options here. Rick Neuheisel, he was part of the SEC broadcast on CBS over the weekend. He was there in Atlanta. Rick will join us. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks should have happened and did happen and how this all plays out. We'll have that for you coming up. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Just getting started. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We'll talk to the former college coach, Rick Neuheisel. Always love his perspective. He was working for CBS covering the SEC title game. He'll join us coming up here in a moment. Al in Atlanta. Al, welcome back. How's morale?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend, watching all of those Philadelphia Eagles fans just sit there stewing in that loss. As an Atlanta sports fan, you always love watching Philly fans just angry at life. Worst of the weekend, all the wow-wows crying about Florida State not getting in. Who did they play? They play in the ACC. They're the little brother of the Power 5 conferences. Like, talk to me when you play some real teams. Okay, you beat Florida and LSU. Whoop-de-doo. Not that big of a deal.
Well, LSU is good. LSU's going to have the Heisman Trophy winner. Right? LSU. I mean, I don't think you can go, man, Florida. I mean, Florida's been pedestrian. LSU is going to have the Heisman Trophy winner. So I do have to factor that in. I mean, I can look at Michigan's schedule here. Overrated Penn State team. They held on to beat Ohio State at home. And, you know, the teams that they play, they're some of the worst offenses in all of college football in the Big Ten. So, I mean, we can sit here and nitpick and go, oh, this team and this conference. And at the end of the day, they want to have great football matchups. That's what they want to have. And they did. They did their job. These are great football matchups here. Yes, Paul.
Florida State did play teams like North Alabama, and they always play a couple cupcakes, but they played LSU and Florida. Michigan started the season hosting East Carolina, hosting UNLV, good team, but not power team, hosting Bowling Green, and hosting Rutgers. That was their September. That's not tough for Michigan.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot of teams in the Big Ten that aren't any good. They're not. Certainly offensively. They're not. Terrible. Brian in Wisconsin. Hi, Brian.
Good morning,
Dan
Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, so let's get real about this retirement nonsense. So this is like equating you to like Kiss or the Rolling Stones. This is going to go on for like 30 years.
No, it's not. December 24th, 2027. Guaranteed. That's it.
Going to call a taxidermist and just put you in a corner.
Well, that I That's possible, but I'm not going to be alive to know that. So if it's Weekend at Bernie's and they prop me up here, then that'll be on the Danettes. Yes, Paulie.
All right. A guarantee, you have to give up something. If you're on the air past your due date or whatever your retirement date, you're punished, not punishment, but you're, we have to come up with a guarantee.
Yeah, but do you want me to come up with a guarantee?
We'll figure it out.
Because that might mean that it's all ending on December 24, 2027.
By the way, I can't think of a way to make sure it doesn't happen more than to be like, if you go past here, here's your punishment. Okay, and I won't go past there.
If you guys, okay, what's the punishment? You guys want to come up with a punishment?
How about you have to do four more years, not one more year? Like, you don't extend it one.
No. It's run its course for me in America, you know, by, in four more years. It'll be time, you know, time to move. I've left my mark. I think it'll be time. Yes, Marv.
Do we stay on the payroll in 2028?
No. No.
Oh.
No. That's a guarantee.
That is.
Oh, that's guaranteed.
That,
okay.
That
all right.
Is a guarantee. Right. Guarantee. No, I've enjoyed it. But there's other things I want to do. Maybe there's a podcast or something. Maybe there's things that I continue to do, but the everyday, you know, let Nick Wright come in and pick up my scraps or something like that, you know? Scraps. Ross Tucker, let him come in and take over here.
Move to Milford?
Yeah, maybe. I've got a man cave here. Nothing going on. Let me get to Rick Neuheisel, the former coach, and he was working for CBS, SEC Title Gang, and kind enough to join us. All right, Rick. When you went to bed Saturday night, what did you think was going to happen with the committee on Sunday?
I thought exactly what transpired would transpire. I had it right. I said it on the end of our broadcast at the SEC game that I envisioned Louisville winning the game because the third string quarterback would play for Florida State. Congratulations, Florida State's defense, for playing so brilliantly. But I did think that the SEC's champion would find a way in, and by means that Alabama was in that role, they'd bring Texas with them.
Why did Florida State get left out?
First of all, it's crushing for all of us who coach, knowing what Mike Norvell's going through. I saw his face as he got the news on that screen, and it was, devastating. Can only imagine, because what else do you do other than win all your games? There's the SEC and the Big Ten. I think Washington, Dan, should be the number one team. I mean, Washington's in the better conference this year. The Pac-12 is a better conference. They beat Oregon twice. Michigan has the Ohio State victory, who's already jettisoned their quarterback. I mean, Michigan's victories, Iowa was 133rd in offense. Michigan State was 128 in offense. Minnesota was 125th. Rutgers was 123rd. Nebraska was 118. Indiana was 101st. East Carolina was 130th. And Bowling Green was 105th. That's their schedule. And they had 1.9 yards per carry against Iowa. Less than 5 yards an attempt against Iowa. Washington should be one. And so here's my point. My point is the Big Ten and the SEC are always going to get in because they move the needle television wise. It's nothing that's discussed in the meeting room. I don't think anybody sits there. Well, these two are in, but they're in. They have to be in because they can take their ball and go home. I was with Larry Scott when the college football playoff was discussed. And it was adamant amongst many of the commissioners that the four teams had to all be conference champions.
Yeah.
Mike Slive said no. And he was going to say, I'm not in if we don't do it this way. And he wielded that kind of bat. And I don't say it because he's bad. He had that kind of influence and he was taking care of his conference. So Michigan, as the Big Ten champ, has to be where they are. And Alabama, as the SEC champ, has to be in. And by virtue of Texas's victory over Alabama, they're in as well. I would tell you if Georgia would have won that game, it would have been Texas out. Florida State would have been in. I truly believe that.
Okay. Does Georgia have a gripe of not being in the Final Four?
Sure. But there's just no room at the end this time. I mean, they can't get in over Alabama, and they can't get in because Texas beat Alabama. It just, there was no room.
Yeah.
This is just one of those weird years where we've got so many really, really talented teams at the top.
I wonder, maybe it's conspiracy theory, that the playoff committee goes, yeah, Michigan, you're in. Sign-stealing scandal. Your reward is you get Alabama.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Because, again, I thought that Michigan should have been behind Washington. Now, the only thing, the only metric that they can say Washington's behind Michigan is, you know, game control. Michigan pounded lesser opponents. And I just went through that resume list. By the way, have you ever heard of a team going into a game where the over under of the first half point total is 1.5? The new fight song at Illinois, at Iowa, is How Low Can You Go? The limbo song.
I know.
It's incredible.
I know.
But I do believe that the team that would surprise me most winning at all would be Michigan.
Why?
I think Alabama, because they're the least explosive team of all of them. The other three teams have the ability to put up points and make big plays. I don't know that Michigan has that same kind of skill.
We're talking to Rick Neuheisel, former college coach, works for CBS Sports. Will we ever have this level of drama in the playoffs again?
I don't know that this level of drama will exist when we get to 12-13 conversation, you know, because I'll be assuming the champion is coming 4-5-6. So I don't know that we'll get to this. So if there's a way to go out with drama as with the exclamation point, this is probably it.
I think you could go back to when Auburn got screwed, when we had, you know,
the BCS.
Yeah, when they went undefeated. So we had three teams undefeated, and then they got left out, and then that felt like that kick-started. Well, you got to have four teams in. And now we go to 12, and how long do we stay at 12, in your opinion?
Great question. It will be determined by if we consolidate and bring down Division I to that kind of NFL-esque 48-64 teams. It will be determined by that. If we go to that, I would say that we'll eventually be at 16.
Who are you voting for the Heisman?
Jaden Daniels. Okay. He's been sensational. I had said that the winner of that Pac-12 matchup, if the quarterbacks are as advertised, and I thought Penix was brilliant, if he'd have had four touchdown passes rather than one, just so the numbers for the voters would have been bigger, I think Penix would have had a fighting chance. But that was that's been a brilliant run for Kalen DeBoer watching Washington.
Is there anything more dangerous than Nick Saban in the playoffs in college football?
Nothing.
No,
nothing. Yeah. He delivered, you know, I'm from the Church of Saban and hallelujah. You know, he delivered a perfect sermon on Saturday. I mean, the guy is just sensational. He's sensational. And the Jalen Milroe story is one for the ages.
But you know what's interesting, Rick? And I mentioned this earlier, that he was in a spread offense when he was in high school. He didn't run.
Right. That's right.
And he's learning, damn, I'm as fast, if not faster, than these guys I'm going to. You could almost see it in his eyes that now he understands.
I'm told that because he's a neophyte, I don't think much is innate in terms of his instincts for the game, but he's so uniquely talented as he continues to evolve. I'm told that he does not have a option mentality. They tell him to give it or to keep it on these particular plays. When he evolves and he can read the defender and he takes it when it's appropriate to take it, Katie bar the door. He is going to be a sensation. I said at the beginning of the game, I took Alabama, and I said because Milroe's legs. Now, Milroe's legs weren't a factor in the game, but you could see what they did to Georgia's pass rush. Yeah. They were sitting there with the spy, and they were letting him back there count the house. Now, they got to him a few times because somebody would get off of that block, but ultimately, at the end of the game where they needed first downs, a 30-yard run and a 9-yard run were the difference. That guy is special.
If QB Kyle McCord is going to enter the portal with Ohio State, does that mean they're in the market outside of Ohio State?
Yeah.
They are.
They jettisoned him.
Okay.
That has to be the case, yes. Okay. You don't leave Ohio State. There's no greener pasture, especially given the receivers that they have accumulated there. You need to look for someplace else.
If Quinn Ewers returns to Texas.
You know, the one kid that is above the transfer portal madness won't get swayed by, you know, wanting to play the musical chairs game. It would be Arch Manning. He won't get involved in all that. So Quinn Ewers, I would fully expect to come back and play again at Texas. Who wouldn't want to be the quarterback on the 40 acres, right? Given all the, you know, fancy bells and whistles that go with that job. They're in the playoff for the first time. By the way, congratulations to Sark. It's the first time he's ever won 10 games. It's the first conference champion he's ever had. So wonderful job by him.
And they the fastest team in America. Texas might be the fastest team, according.
And you put those two beautiful defensive tackles in that in that shiny window.
Yeah.
I'm in New York right now. You know how they put all those holiday treats in the window. You put Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy in there. Yeah, college football coaches would be sitting out there longing.
Okay,
longing,
but let me go back to Arch Manning. He wants to play.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not about NIL. This is about opportunity. You could go to USC right now. You could go to Ohio State right now. And many others.
With Archie, with Peyton, with Eli and Cooper, patience will win the day.
Okay.
I think patience will win the day. He's different because he can be different.
Good to talk to you, bud. Thanks for joining
us. Always a pleasure. Happy holidays, my friend.
Rick Neuheisel. Always good. Always enlightens us. And interesting, though, his thoughts on the playoffs and, you know, once again, bringing up the Big Ten schedule for Michigan, the teams they played. It's just, you can make arguments for a lot of teams here. The committee, once again, can decide what they want to do. Nobody's there going, hey, you can't do that. There's no reporter in the room. Nobody's holding them accountable from the standpoint of what they do in real time. They're looking at this. And as much as we don't want to believe it, I didn't want to believe it until somebody who is in the process told me, these are TV shows. Think of it that way. This is primetime TV show. It's a football game. It's a TV show. We want to make sure people want to watch. We want to make sure that there's interest. It's a competitive game. There's not going to be a blowout. That you get that true national championship game. I mean, the fact that TCU got in, like, we love the underdog story until reality set in. And David was not taking down Goliath. Goliath just stepped on him. Hopefully you won't have that this year, that we'll have competitive matchups. All right, we'll take a break. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Get to more phone calls coming up as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We talked a lot about the college football playoff committee, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. We talked about the early point spreads. Alabama getting 1.5 against Michigan. Texas is giving 4.5 with Washington. And according to DraftKings, the odds to win the college football playoffs, it's Michigan, closely followed by Alabama, then Texas, and then Washington. Football coming up tonight. The Bengals getting 10 on the road. Over-under is 40 in that game. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities that carry the program, iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. Poll question for that final hour of the program. Also, I'm going to throw out this possibility. I don't know if it's legally possible. I don't know if it's being considered. There is speculation Florida State could sue to get into the playoffs. Now, just speculation. I don't have any inside information. I haven't heard from anybody other than just there's sort of a groundswell. Can you do this? Michigan threatened to do this with getting Jim Harbaugh to be able to stay on the sidelines with the team. They quickly dropped that when they realized that there was some damaging information out there. But does Florida State have any legal ground to stand on? I'd love to hear it. If I'm a judge, I mean, I'd put it in front of Judge Judy. I would have done that with Jim Harbaugh. I just think that would be awesome. Yeah, what are you here for? Well, I didn't do anything wrong. But somebody on my staff did. Just get to the point, coach. With Florida State, what's Judge Judy going to say? Yeah, but your third string quarterback, I mean, we can't put you into the playoffs. Yes, Todd?
More frivolous lawsuits in this country? If it's a subjective decision, I don't know how you could sue for something that's
frivolous.
Subjective.
Yeah. This is important.
There's a lot of money at stake. A lot of money at
but it's
stake.
Not a if it was a machine like we used to have and that's what it came out, that's what it is. You got to accept the machine. But this is people's just decisions. It's a subjective thing that everyone agreed to let these people decide.
Yeah, I know. It's a flawed system, and then we're angry that it's a flawed system. We're like, come on, where's the logic? There's no logic in this.
It's like you're rooting for chaos all weekend yes. And then unhappy about the results. It's like, the chaos is the results. That's what you were rooting for.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
A number of Florida senators and congressmen have tweeted out things. They're very upset with the committee, you know, pandering to their fan base sure. That they're on there at Florida State. One of them said he's going to look into it and circulating a letter condemning the NCAA. I don't know if there's a lawsuit pending. Nothing like that has been reported, but there's some posturing.
It does feel like pandering.
Yeah, posturing and pandering.
Yes, Todd.
You know how long these things get caught up in the court system? That means the semifinal games will be played till like May or something.
No, they'll be played. They're going to be played on time. By the way, Sunday night, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. NFC East Showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern, NBC and Peacock. Wow. When's the last time Dallas had a game of this magnitude? A decade? Maybe longer? This is huge. They can't afford to lose this game. I thought they were going to win in Philadelphia. Probably should have. This one, you have to win this game. Must win. And you get Philadelphia coming off, getting banged up and blown out by San Francisco. And this is that stretch here where Dallas is going to tell us a whole lot. Where they stand in the NFC and also where Dak Prescott is, you know, standing with the MVP. It's all here. Dak Prescott, you do this, you go 3-1 in these four-game stretch, you go 4-0, you're probably going to win the MVP. And it's about home field advantage. That's what's so important. Instead of going on the road for your playoffs, being able to have home field, this game is huge for Dallas. And Philly, too, because you want to know, you know, San Francisco went through that three-game losing streak, and we're like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, what we saw yesterday, it's like, oh, okay. Because that was as impressive. You know, when you think Philadelphia is the best team in football, San Francisco is favored, slight favored, and they go in, and that was embarrassing for Philadelphia. And give credit to San Francisco. But Deebo Samuel, if he's healthy, he's on the field, I have an advantage that not many teams have. The only other team that might have a better, bigger advantage would be the Dolphins with Tyreek Hill. When he's on the field, I don't know if, I'm guessing somebody asked Ron Rivera, the Commanders coach, why were you in single coverage on Tyreek Hill? Were you trying to trick him? Like reverse psychology? Yeah, we're not going to cover you. Let's see what you can do. How about 78 yards?
Try to tire him out?
Yeah. How about 72 yards? Yeah. He's not going to be good in the second half because he had these long touchdowns in the first half.
Just like in Rocky, okay? You just keep taking the body shots. It's going to tire him out.
All right. So there were some impressive wins. The Eagles getting blown out. Packers hold off the Chiefs. Now, I've been in Jordan Love's corner since he got the job. I thought they needed to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I think the Packers have won the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, and I think Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback. Now, I did hear from a lot of you who said, how's your franchise quarterback doing a couple of weeks ago? And you were right, but it's a learning process. Hasn't played many games. What's he played, 10 games in his career? Tough October, but in the conditions, given a Sunday night standalone game, he's had, 12 starts? He's played pretty well.
22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and his percentage is going up.
Yes. He looked the part last night. And I think Green Bay, it sets up. Green Bay can win and get in the playoffs. If you pull up their schedule, they can win the rest of their games. Now, I'm not saying they are, but if they play the way they did last night, they are. Yeah, Paulie.
Green Bay is at the Giants, hosts the Buccaneers, at the Panthers, at the Vikings, hosts the Bears. They will be favored in every game.
So they could run the gamut here. Make the playoffs. How many wins would that give them? That give them 11?
Where are they at right now? They're that'd be 11-6 if they ran the table.
11-6. Pretty good.
Detroit's 9-3, but this is more of, you know, wild card.
Yes. Well, if I said to you in October you're a Green Bay fan, even at the beginning of the year, now I thought they could challenge for the division. I thought, okay, you lose Rodgers, but they haven't been healthy. It's the youngest team in pro football. And I think that, you know, trying to get everybody healthy, running back situation hasn't been fluid, but I thought that he played pretty well. And like, that's one of those games I almost focused on the Chiefs, where I go, you know, slow start. Like, eventually those things catch up to you. Normally, that's where the Chiefs come back and win. And when it was, 21-19, or I thought, you know, here we go. Chiefs going to let the Packers hang in there, and then they're going to, you know, kill them at the end. But Green Bay played good football, and you beat the Chiefs. I don't care when and where, you beat the Chiefs. And Jordan Love, that's a big game for him. It now starting to feel like Aaron Rodgers won't come back and play if they're not in the playoff mix. I'm going to just wait until we get there. I'm just going to wait. You know, it's all the speculating, all the talk, McAfee conversation. I'm just going to wait. You know, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, okay. Yes, Todd.
Are we going to see him jogging in place next on the sideline, jumping rope, just to let us know, hey, I'm probably getting closer, maybe.
Probably. But I've said that this was about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, clear to practice, got a 21-day window. This is about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's about the Jets. I think it's about Aaron Rodgers. Because that team is not good. They're not going to be in the playoff mix. But it felt like Aaron Rodgers wanted to get back. Prove a point? Fine. Prove a point. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that part of Rodgers' rationale, especially the 3 or 4 weeks after he got injured, when he said, well, you know, end of the season, he started dripping that out there, was to motivate his teammates to stay playoff eligible? Like, I'll do my best to be back. You got to do your best to keep us in the mix for a wild card spot. Maybe in his mind.
Yeah, but I don't know if the players go, he's gone, we shouldn't try hard.
No, I know. I guess like motivational tool.
Well, if you needed that, hey, guys, I'm out, but you keep playing really hard because I'm going to come back and save you.
Yeah,
see.
Well, yeah, but like the idea that motivation isn't real isn't accurate either, though. You know, I mean, like when you lose your superstar quarterback that you built the whole season around, people get deflated and they don't play the same. I'm not saying that the offensive linemen don't try as hard, but they know that the guy who's back there isn't as good as the other guy.
But that's when you have to try harder because the guy is not as good.
Right. Like in a perfect world, that's the way it would be. But in reality, that's not how life works.
Yeah. I watched the game yesterday. I don't know why. I'm morbidly fascinated with the Patriots against the Chargers, the Falcons against the Jets. And you're just going, this is so bad. But I can't stop watching it. And then you're going, all right, there's some glimpses here. But if Rodgers comes back, great. It's content for me. If he doesn't, still content. But I do think this is about Aaron coming back, modern medicine. His way is different than yours, and his way is the right way. Fine. Whatever works for him. Luciano in Brooklyn is back with us. Hey, Luciano.
Morning, couple.
Hey, bud.
Marvin, peace, King. What up, son? And, of course, to the good fellas, Todd, Seton, Polly, what's it about?
It's about a lot of these.
Keep poking the bear, Paulie. I'm going to get you.
Luciano doesn't really want an answer when he said, what's up?
It was more slangish.
Yes. It's like, what's up, but I don't want to hear what's up.
I thought he wanted to know what was up.
Yes.
It's similar, Paul, to when people walk in the room and instead of saying hello, you say, what do you got?
Yeah.
Right. what do you have?
I don't know, like $7.50 and a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for me, Luciano? What do you got?
Couple, so because I'm very fond of you, I want you to put on your helmet and buckle your chin strap for this one, okay? Because not only you're about to settle a very heated barbershop debate, but this debate has actually plagued America for the last 20-plus years. So you're going to go down in American history. Now, before you do this, I'm serious, Couple. Before you I got to break some balls, all right? So, Todd, I got a pie-to-the-face challenge for you. All right, and you're going to think I'm crazy for offering you this, but that's exactly the point, my young level-headed friend. There's going to be great content for America, because if I win, America gets to see you take another pie to the kisser. Yeah. If you win, America gets to see Luciano. Now, I can't recall just how many times I've been called pretty in my life, but I do know that my mother thinks I'm handsome, so it's going to be great for everybody, all right?
What do we got?
I say that the Dallas Cowboys will go further in the playoffs than the San Francisco 49ers. Do you accept that challenge?
You know what? I will accept that challenge.
All right.
Let's have some fun with that.
Okay.
And I think the 49ers will go further anyway.
All right.
I knew you would accept that challenge, Panama Red Cap. But where'd you find this guy? It's too easy. It's like luring a rat out with smelly cheese.
Luciano, he's from Brooklyn.
That's right. Fellow Brooklyn guy. Yeah. And I love the accent.
Yeah. You know, so I lured him out with a smelly cheese, and he took it just like I thought he would. Todd, how can you accept a deal that appears to be so one-sided in your favor that it's to the detriment of a good friend of the show like myself?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun, but hopefully you'll be on the receiving end of a pie in the weeks ahead.
Is that it, Luciano?
Boom. That's smack talk.
And I'll take it, but I'm just letting you know, you're coming off like a certified stool pigeon right now. Capo, how would you?
Yeah.
Let's make sure you send that video of you with the pie in the face. We need the video.
I wouldn't be in any hurry to do any crimes around Todd, guys. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Okay.
All right, Scapo, so here we go. You want the question right now, or do I have time to break Paulie's balls?
Oh, you can break Paulie's balls, sure.
All right, Paulie. Hey, look, last week you were giving tourist advice about Chicago. You made a comment about a bad area. Capo then asks you, hey, Paulie, how do you know when you're in a bad area? And you, because you're hyper-intelligent, you defer to Marvin. King Marvin being a nice guy, he's inclined to give the nice guy answer. Not because he's incapable of articulating it properly, but because his colloquial lexicon, it might offend the FCC. So since Marvin is always kind enough to translate for me, let me translate for him. What he was saying is, first, there's no such thing as a bad area. It's called the hood. Or if you want to church it up, you can call it an economically stressed area. Now, Capo, to answer your question, right, the way you know when you're in an economically stressed area is if you find yourself face-to-face with someone wearing a non-COVID mask and they're relieving you of your possessions, okay? And, Paulie, if you ever want to understand that organic excitement and fear of being relieved of your possessions, come to Brooklyn, and I can arrange for somebody to give you a tutorial, all right?
All right. All right. No threats here. No threats. All right. Thank you, Luciano. Whew. Not sure what we learned there. Just don't go where Luciano is.
It's entertainingly frightening every time you call.
It seems to get edgier and edgier.
Yeah.
You're not nervous, are you, Marv?
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
No. If I'm on his good side, I'm not nervous.
Okay. Paulie needs to be nervous.
No. never nervous.
Okay. Yeah, Seton, are you poised to offer something here?
Nope.
I don't know how that call was presented to Tyler.
It's funny too, because I don't know if what Luciano had to say to Paul was the point, or if there was still a bet involved that we never got to. But that's,
I had to cut. You know,
yeah, it went on a little
due to time. I mean, you have to get to your point.
Remember that guy last week who called and was like, "This is obviously a huge mistake," because he just couldn't. He just kept going on and on.
He couldn't land the plane.
That guy was awesome.
And then he self-edited himself, like, obviously, this is a bad idea.
Obviously, this is a huge mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, when we come back, got a new poll question. And is it a foregone conclusion? Who's going to win the Heisman? We'll have that for you when we come back. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.